Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Autastic. I'm Graham Kay.
And I'm Kirk Smith.
There he is, Kirk Smith. Woo-hoo! He's over there. It's pretty good.
Change of venue this week.
Yeah, we're at my studio.
Luxury housing.
It is luxury housing.
Well, it's a bay window, hardwood floors,
yeah,
high ceilings. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Everything's not covered in dust like at my place.
Nope. Nope. There is a corner of the house that has like too much kitty litter, like dust from the kitty litter.
That's
not like
Graham's house, not mine.
Yeah.
He has a cat.
Yeah, you have just dust from your own body.
Humanity.
Yeah. But no, we're doing all right.
Living it up over here. It's good.
My girlfriend and I, we're doing all right.
Killing it.
Yeah, so this is Autastic. This is a podcast about autism. It's a comedian's guide to autism. We're both comedians. I got an autistic brother. Kirk's got an autistic son. So we know a little bit about that, but obviously not everything.
We are not scientists.
We're not scientists. We're just two guys trying to figure it out, and we're not sad about it. We both love each other's loved ones. That's a weird sentence.
If I'm going to edit it to where he just says, we just both loved each other.
We both love each other.
That's what I'm going to stop there.
It just slowly turns into a podcast about
staring into each other's eyes.
About two men who love each other. It's just really romantic. We're going to keep the name, though. Autastic.
just for fun.
But each week, we like to do three segments, first of which is a week in review in either of our lives with regards to our loved one who has autism. And then we go to, in the news, weekly, whatever's happening in the autistic news world, which it just always so much.
It's always something.
I don't know what's going on in the world, but there's a lot of autistic news. And then we end up with a topic du jour, with a sort of a theme of each week. So first off, Kirk. Kirk has a really good week in review. He just got off the phone with his son's mother. And I heard a lot of like, what? What? Whoa. So I'm very excited to hear about it.
Well, what can I tell you? Let's see. I'm going to see my son tomorrow. I fly out to Sweden.
Who lives in Sweden, with his mother?
His mom, yeah. So I've got the list. I had to talk to him, get the list. There's always a shopping list.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. has a lot of problems. However, things are cheaper here than anywhere in the world.
Right.
It's so funny. You can get anything you can find is cheaper here. It's cheaper to buy a Volvo made in Sweden in America than it is to buy a Volvo in Sweden.
Taxes, baby.
Yeah, it's cheaper. So I've got allergy medicines. He's got really bad allergies like me. So liquid Claritin. I got a whole list of things. And he's doing good. He had his first, she thinks he had his first nightmare, which is funny.
That's
his first
crazy.
One at 17.
Yeah.
But he woke up crying, wanted to be comforted, and seemed confused.
Oh, poor little guy.
Yeah. But strangely, I was kind of encouraged. It's so funny. This is a weird thing to say, but I'm always encouraged when anything out of the norm's happening that shows, like, cognitively that something's changing.
Something's changing or happening, yeah.
You know, being a cognizant, self-aware human being, there is fear involved. There is, because there are crazy things in the world. And so
that's interesting. That basically him having a nightmare also means that he is aware of things that are scary, which means he thinks about those things.
Which is, in a weird way, good. You should be scared. If you're not scared and you live in the jungle and you're not scared of, like, a tiger, you have a problem. Like,
yeah.
You should be a little uncomfortable.
So it also means that he realizes this world is a jungle.
Yeah, that this is
it's not a big, giant
bouncy iPad, house.
Bouncy house with an iPad in it. and Rice Krispie squares with ketchup. He gets that some things suck, and that's good, I guess, in a way.
So it's good, yeah. I was encouraged. And what else is going on? His music selection is varying, and so she's asking me to download some different music on the iPad. He likes, he's listening to a lot of Billy Ocean's Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car.
Yeah. Things are changing.
And
he's 17. He's becoming a man.
And Coldplay. Okay. I don't know if you saw this. There's a video going around of this autistic kid jamming out to Coldplay with his dad.
I saw that.
Yeah,
my girlfriend sent me that. It's so,
so cute.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It's cute.
It's beautiful. You're right. It's beautiful. It's not cute.
It's cute, too. It can be both.
Yeah. I think it's like something. Music has the ability to unite us, and so it's great.
It has the ability to reach people music is magical. It's magic. It has an ability to reach people no matter where they are mentally, and we can all experience it the exact same way. Now, not comparing autistic people in any way to people who have Alzheimer's, but and what is similar is there's like a wall, and then there's something behind it, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
And there's a video you can find where it's people with Alzheimer's, and they play them, nurses put earphones in and play them music from their era that they really like.
Yeah.
And they wake up for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And they'll talk, like where before they're literally just like shaking and drooling, and then they listen to the music, and then they're like, woo-wee. And then they come up and they're like, oh man, like they're talking like
fully interacting,
talking somewhat like they would have been if they did not have Alzheimer's. And then, you know, it's sort of, they fall back behind the wall. But you did that picture of that young boy with his father, and they both look just as into it.
Just as crying. They were both crying.
They both look like they both look like nerdy Coldplay fans. Which was beautiful.
The thing is, you like what you like.
I like Coldplay. Like, hey, yeah, I like Coldplay.
So what else is going on? Oh, she had to hide. So we've always had to hide the dishwashing liquid because he always likes to make like this foam bubble bath kind of thing. Like he's at a giant club, like he'll clog up the sink and then bubble bath it out. And so,
what does he clog it with?
Dish rag, his sock, his shirt, anything.
Right.
And so, so she's taken to hiding it in his boots, his winter boots, because it's now spring, so he's not wearing his winter boots, so he doesn't check his winter boots much. So the dishwashing liquid is in the winter boots. You have to get creative with this little stinker, because he fits into any cupboard and figure it out. Fortunately, he doesn't listen to this podcast, otherwise he would know where the dishwashing liquid is.
That's funny. I bet there's so many parents listening to this being like, yep.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, our spatulas are on our roof.
I have a picture of him from this week flooding the bathroom. If I can figure out how to edit and cut out his butt crack or blur his bottom, I will. I'll post it. I'll post it this week. Yeah. So he's. He's getting down to the dishwashing liquid. So
I can do that for you.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I'll help you with that.
You're from the future.
I am from the future. I am 7 years younger than you.
Yeah, it's a totally different generation.
Totally different. Totally different. I feel like you and I have more in common than a kid who is a kid who's 28.
That's true.
And I'm 35.
So this happened this week. I was playing basketball. Wayne Fetterman, very funny comic. You've seen him on The Tonight Show. He's done a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
He's 52. Mm-hmm. I play basketball with him. I also play basketball with Joey. With a kid we call my son.
He looks just like Kirk.
But he's like 25. Mm. So we had this weird moment where we figured out me and Wayne Fetterman are closer in age than me and Joey.
Yeah. Wayne Fetterman looks like an older
looks
man.
Like my grandpa.
Yeah.
I love him to death.
Yeah.
But he was fully gray. He's got a little belly. He's like, He only shoots set up threes. That's all he'll do.
Yeah. He's Kevin Love for all you basketball fans out there.
So that's my weekend review, man. That's what's going on. I'm just getting ready to go to Sweden. I got a bunch more junk. We got that iPad set up with the new Proloquo. I'm probably saying it wrong, but long-time listeners, remember we interviewed David.
Not even long-time listeners, like 5 episodes ago.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I have a problem with time.
Yeah, it's
in the
do.
Past. David, I can't remember his last name, but you can help. Neumann Jiger, whatever. We set that up. Now
it's
we're like
Niemeyer or something.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I can't
yeah.
remember. But anyway, you can check out the episode. It's
5 episodes ago. I think it was like episode 37.
Well, yeah, we list them. You can figure it out. But a couple episodes. Anyway, so we had this gentleman on who helped design applications that weren't specifically for autistic people but are used by a lot of autistic people and really helps them with communication. Kirk has it on an iPad for his son. And so he just did that. So we're excited to check back in a week or two and see what the progress is, if he likes it, if he's picked it up, if it helped him, basically.
It was a very interesting. I got a really thoughtful note from his, not assistant, but David's sent me up with somebody from his company, and she sent me a really thoughtful note basically saying what David said, that these are just tools and you need to
right.
really train the kids on how to do it. So I was talking to his mom about meeting with the teachers on Friday, this Friday, and really trying to go through the software.
It's
and
good they did that.
And
it's nice. That yeah. They, yeah.
Because I think that's one of the miscommunications where people are looking for a silver bullet. Yeah. Silver bullet update. And they're looking for something that's going to fix everything. But it's just tools. It's just tools.
And I mean, with just sort of that's it makes me think of the dating app that I want to show my brother, which I still haven't because he can't do it himself.
Right.
And my parents are sort of hesitant to do it because
they don't want him to get somebody pregnant.
Yeah, which is fair.
He probably doesn't want to get anybody pregnant either.
He probably doesn't. No. But he wants company and he deserves company. But it's like I need to train him.
It's not good for a man to be alone.
No. And he needs help and he needs training. He needs one-on-one training. You can't just put it in front of him. It's not going
to
work.
That's one of my tricks. I slip in all these Bible quotes in this thing to see if you catch any of them. You never do.
What was the last one?
It's not good for a man to be alone. I slipped in like 20. I slipped
That's
in a lot.
Bible quote?
Yeah. Graham's just shaking his head like, I can't believe I'm being indoctrinated. I love it.
I am not anti-church.
No, I know. I'm just teasing.
Any of that. But I did grow up in a completely different household. Give you a little background.
It's good contrast.
Kirk's parents are missionaries. He grew up in Central America.
And South. Central and South, yeah.
And
I went to Bible school.
My mother ran out on the road one day when we were playing like road hockey or whatever, stickball, and she was like, Grandma. And I was like, what? She was like, I don't want to ever catch you in a mosque, a synagogue, or a church before you're 18. Because I don't want those racist, sexist, homophobic bastards brainwashing you.
You're like, I'm like, all can right. I finish playing hockey?
Yeah. But she was like, you can do it, but you have to be after 18 when you can like make your own decisions. So she wasn't against it in that, but she just wanted me to not, you know.
I think that's the thing about parents. It's funny that you don't figure out till you're a parent that I always felt like, and I'm not disparaging your parents or my parents, mm-hmm. but you always feel like, oh, they're such amazing people. They know everything. And then as you become a parent, you're like, oh, crap, they're just people.
Yeah.
They don't know everything. They're doing the best they can.
Yeah.
Maybe I thought they were great too long, but I think you think like, you know, they could do everything and it doesn't occur to you one day that that's just some guy. My dad's just some guy.
But that's an example of how I think, how I thought that they were great and think and forward thinking.
Right.
You know, but there are plenty of the other ones where, where they go, yeah, they're just people. But that's one where, from my perspective, but anyway, we don't have to talk. This isn't a thing about religion or whatever.
No. Yeah. We're just, no.
Well, how do we get out of this religion talk?
We just changed the subject.
Okay.
I want to do the in the news.
Yeah. I've always respected, you know.
No, I think that's what, I think that's what, one of the ways you can define a civilized discussion and a civilized society is when you can have two people that mutually agree, neither of us have all the answers, and here's what I think, here's what I think.
Yeah.
Okay, great. What else is going on?
Exactly. I 100% agree, which is why I've always enjoyed hearing you talk about your religious experience because it didn't seem dumb to me.
sounded like well that's thought reasonable.
Out.
Yeah.
Sound very. It seemed very well thought out.
I think the beginning is admitting all of us that we don't know. We're like, here's what I think.
Yes.
Here's what I think. Yeah. Let's do it in the news.
No one knows.
Before we really alienate half the crowd.
Yeah, or all of them. I'm like, yeah, who cares? All right. So in the news, here we go. 50 Cent. 50 Cent has had a lot of learning to do.
Yeah.
50 Cent, the rapper.
Famous for In Da Club.
In Da Club?
I don't know.
Look at you.
Your mom's out there.
42 years old In Da Club.
Don't say my age. I'm trying to work in this town still.
You got better hair than me, buddy. Jeez.
I'm just teasing.
But yeah, and vitamin water.
I think he made most of his money on vitamin water.
A lot of money on vitamin water.
That's crazy.
But why don't you set it up? There's two instances. This is funny. Kirk was like, Did you hear about 50 Cent making fun of this janitor and putting on his Twitter, like a video on a Twitter making fun of this guy? And I was like, no.
I've been in Canada. There's no news.
And then he Googled. We tried to look that up, and then we found another thing where he was making fun of people with developmentally delayed.
So one
people.
Of them was he gets on his Twitter. He gets in a little Twitter beef. Man, I'm really hip today. Mm-hmm. Twitter beef with one of his followers, saying he asked him about when is your album coming out, and kind of slighted 50 Cent a little bit, and then 50 Cent responds, I don't want any autistic kids on my social media. Go follow somebody else.
Yeah.
What in the world? How would you think that's going to be nice thing to say?
Yeah.
That's so rude.
Yeah.
But the one that came up this week.
Which touches upon one of our first episodes,
yes.
Where we talk about is autism the new R word? Is it the new retarded?
Yeah.
It's just now people know they can't say that, so they're trying to say autistic.
Right.
Or on the spectrum is also something that is completely unacceptable in my mind that has moved down. It's like, just say retarded. it's just as mean, you know?
Yeah.
Just because our ears aren't used to it yet.
Yeah, you know? the last tweet was from 2012. You know, this is like 4 years ago. So he should know better. I'm not trying to – I'm actually a big fan of Inda Club. But you should know better at some point. It's like – what do you get out of this?
So that tweet was from 4 years ago.
4 years ago. So the latest thing was he's on his social media. He's following a kid around in the Cincinnati
this is
airport.
Recent.
Yeah, this week. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati airport, and tries to talk to him, and then he accuses him, you must be on drugs, this generation.
Yeah, so basically he holds his like phone's camera. He's like walking beside this custodian.
Who's working
at the Cincinnati airport, just working. And he looks like he might be a little high off marijuana, but he's not like tripping out or anything. And he's just walking, pushing his cart with all like the garbage and the spray bottles on it and the broom on it, pushing it. And 50 Cent, who's a celebrity.
Multimillionaire.
Is, yeah.
Except for he claims he's broke. Whenever he gets sued, he's broke. But then the next week he takes pictures with a bunch of money. But
rich, healthy guy walking beside him. I'm taking a video of him going, man, this guy's high. What's wrong with you, man? You can't even.
This generation.
You can't even come. You know, you come to work high. What's wrong with you? Like he's the guy's not. He's looking
he's
at him and
trying to walk away. Yeah.
50 Cent, you should know something's wrong when the guy isn't like, what? 50 Cent is walking beside me and videotaping me, making fun of me. This is weird. Like you. So anyway, this guy turned out to be. Not autistic, but have a developmental delay.
I think
he's
autistic.
Wait, he's got.
I can't remember.
It's inconclusive. He could be autistic, but he's got like a very tough social disorder.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure there's a good possibility that he's on the spectrum. Let's just say that. But the kid is just look at. He's a young guy. He's like 21, 22, yeah.
19.
And 19. And he's looking at this guy like, and he's just shaking his head like, "Don't bother me."
Yeah, he's just trying to work.
And he's just trying to work. And then this guy's just straight up just bullying somebody.
Yeah.
It's just completely ridiculous. And then, first of all, why do you need to do that? I would never do that.
No.
I'm a comedian. Like, I go after people all the time, but, like, I don't need to. You just only look worse if you're trying to step on someone weaker than you.
You got to punch up, man.
You got to punch up.
Not down. Yeah.
You know, like. Okay, here's an example. I just got back from a few weeks on the road doing comedy, and I was performing at a club, a comedy club, and I got on stage, and one guy was dressed in all pink, and he had a pink hat on and a pink shirt, and he had like a sort of Super Mario Brothers style hat, and it was pink. And I called it. I said, and then he was like, "I'm the dad." Like there was this baby in the front row, also with this group, and they were passing it back and forth the entire time. Like
perfect.
It must have gone back and forth four or five times, and then the guy was like, "I'm the dad. I am the dad." And I was like, I made fun of him. I called him. I was like, "I'm getting heckled by a guy who's dressed as an eraser," and like
that's pretty funny.
And. You know, and I just was trying to
that's
like
pretty funny.
I had to address this chaos that was going on, and I'm trying.
Yeah,
to
gotta call it.
And it turns out they're all developmentally delayed. And no one told me. You know what
I mean? Is that true?
Yes.
Oh,
I was
gosh.
So mad at the club manager. I was like, you're not going to tell me that you have a group of developmentally delayed people sitting in the front row. You know, at least I can just look. I got to address that there's a baby going back and forth,
yeah.
You know, but I don't have to call this guy an eraser. You know what I mean? Like,
should be playing hot potato with a baby at a comedy
club. Maybe
don't
sit them in the front. Sit them in the back.
Yeah.
Like it was just like so that it's less disturbing. Not because I'm going to talk. Like, I don't want to talk. I hate talking to the audience. But like, it's the whole audience has to look over them.
Yeah, no, I think it's
in
a
order
good
to
rule.
See me. And there's like it's a chaos. So I have to talk to them. And it was like the most. I hate it. Like, I was like, oh, God. I was making fun of all these people. Like, it was brutal. But I didn't know. And, like, I was mortified because it's all, you know, terrible.
So you think
I wanted them to have a good time, you know? They had their helpers there, and they were out, you know what I mean? It just, I can't imagine walking up to one on the street and pointing my phone at them and making fun of them, you know what I mean? And, maybe I have more of a keen eye. My radar is a little better because I grew up with a brother who has autism, but it still is no excuse. I mean, the guy after 10 seconds of like talking to this guy, this custodian, it was I can't see how it isn't obvious. He's shaking his head, not making any noise. You're 50 Cent. You're a famous person. If he was high, it would have blown his mind.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say about that.
I think if you get anything out of this podcast, it's babies sit in the back.
Yeah,
you shouldn't have those babies sitting in the front. Sit the babies in the back.
Why? Those are a baby.
That's my favorite part of the story. There's a baby at your comedy club. Why is there a baby here?
I mean, that's the first thing
it's
I said.
All spoken word.
Stop.
This baby just looking at you, weak neck, just head bobbling around, can't even listen. I love it.
And I was like, "Hello, everybody!" And then like she put like her hands over the baby's ears, like earmuffs, like it's gonna be loud. I'm like,
right.
"I am not whispering because you
brought a baby.
You brought a baby." Anyway,
well, getting back to the story, I think it's good though. I think that
it
he
is
should
good.
Be given a hard time. Listen,
yeah,
I think
he
this
been,
not
yeah.
to make it weird, but this is how people learn. Like the next time somebody, you know, Jay-Z sees a baby sees an autistic person working. You'd be like, remember what happened to 50 Cent? No, people have to learn. No, it's not acceptable. You're not allowed to just make fun of disabled people because you're not disabled. If we lived in a society where you could just take advantage of the fact that you do whatever you want just because you don't suffer from the same thing, that's a terrible society. Imagine a society where The Rock, who's 6'5 and 250, can just walk around, just open palm, just slapping the heck out of people just because he can.
Yeah, you're right. And I can't.
You can't do that.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing as beating up a.
You can't do that.
Someone. Yeah, I like that. There was backlash. I like that he made a public apology.
And it could have been a little bit better, but it wasn't bad. It wasn't the worst apology I've ever heard. It was okay.
He said that. Didn't he say he would like a chance to apologize to the family?
He said he apologized in person. Wait a minute. He said in person.
He'd like the opportunity to apologize in person or something like that.
But yeah, he apologized directly, not through a press release, which is what I wanted.
That's good. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So he's learning.
I have apologized personally to him and his family, which is good.
He's got it's been a big 4 years for him.
But this is how change happens. People.
It is how change happens.
Just backlash. People throw a fit, and then you go, "Oh, I'm not allowed to do that." No, you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, which is one good thing about social media is that the people can write underneath this and be like, "This is ridiculous."
I love
that.
He posts
it, and then underneath, people are like, "No, screw you, 50 Cent."
That's the part I like.
His followers are like, "No."
His own followers are like, "I went to school with that guy, and he's got some problems.
You should
leave him alone."
Yeah.
That's what I love. Like, you can't. There was a time 25 years ago. First of all, you wouldn't be taping it, but you would just be mean to people. But now it's like. You taped it and you put it out there, people are going to call you on it. It's great.
It is great. Take that, 50 Cent. Now we have a beef with 50 Cent.
Take that to the club.
Yeah. Well, yeah. All right,
this is like when old people try to sound cool. That's exactly what's happening here.
We are going to, he's probably your age, but we are going
to. He probably is.
We are going to.
Oh, I bet he is.
Shift gears here. Go to the topic du jour. We have a pretty interesting topic du jour, actually. We were talking off air before this podcast about just where we see our futures and everything like that. Kirk's daughter is moving out, and Kirk is thinking he's gonna move in, live by himself. And what does that mean? What does that mean for you're still a young man? Like, what does that mean?
Youngish.
What does your future hold? Do you want to keep it that way? Do you not want to keep it that way? What do you think?
I don't know. I was telling Graham that I don't know why I said it like that to you, but we were talking about that this will be the first time that I will be living alone ever. And I'm 42.
Yeah.
Because I was like someone's kid.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to boarding school like at, I don't remember what, 14 maybe,
mm-hmm.
which is like college without a job. That was
mm-hmm.
great.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to college with a job, which
mm-hmm.
was also good.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got married like a month after I graduated.
Wow.
Like 2 weeks after I graduated, something like that. Then I started having kids. You know, that's how it is. You have sex, you have kids sometimes, whether you plan it or not. And now my daughter's moving out. This summer she's going to go to Europe, spend time with my sister and her mom. And yeah, I'll have the place to myself. Kind of weird. It's kind of weird, like the end of an era, yeah. So trying to figure out what the next steps are for me.
And what is the next step? Do you think you still have a lot of time. You started so early, which is an advantage now that you're still young and are free, basically. You can have sort of a guilt-free existence, but it gets lonely. Would you ever have kids again? Would you want to have kids again?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. I definitely do not want to have kids this week
mm-hmm.
again. But I think I would have kids again. I mean, it would be really cool to... And we were talking about this off air. It's hard to phrase this right, but I'd love to be able to have a son that I could teach basketball to. I'm kind of a basketball junkie, or have a son I could teach him how to box, or have a son I could teach him how to be a man. Like that stuff, I feel like I kind of missed out on with my son, who I love dearly. You know, it's not an issue of loving him, but
yeah,
never able to like really play any sports with him.
Yeah, you will love your son as much as any other son who is not developmentally delayed, but it's just a different experience
yeah.
that you'd like to experience.
I mean,
I don't think you're selfish for that, and I doubt that any parents listening to this, if they're honest with themselves, would think otherwise also.
But yeah, I mean, having kids is a lot of work, but
yeah.
It's one of the best things I ever did. I mean, what's better, like building a car? I don't know. Like,
yeah.
you feel like with a kid, you're actually investing,
mm-hmm.
as trite as it sounds, like in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're like building up something that's of value and important. And so, this not to make it sexist, but I have a daughter who I love very much, and I can interact with on a more intellectual level. It'd be great to have that with a son.
And emotional as well. Level, yeah.
And emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I did teach her how to box. And I did teach her how to treat her. In a sense, it's kind of like you invest all this in. I invested a lot in my daughter in the sense that I couldn't. The stuff I couldn't teach my son that I wanted to teach, I taught her. I taught her about stocks. I taught her how to balance a checkbook. I taught her how to throw a punch. I taught her how to, I don't know, I want to say be a man, but I don't know, like, because I didn't have a son to teach it to. Or I tried, but I couldn't.
You taught her to be a woman.
How to be a woman, yeah, human being.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I empathize with you. I always wondered when I was a kid what it would be like to have a brother. Like, we were just home. We were at my girlfriend's family home for a wedding. And, you know, she's hanging out with her brother, who she's very close to, and her sister, who she's very close to. And I see their interaction, and I always sort of like wonder what that would be like if I had that. You know, I totally get that. What would it be like if to have a friend who knows they who I can
who's closer than a friend, like a brother?
Yeah, yeah. We can make fun of our parents together or something.
Yeah,
you know, it's just fun. It's what families do. So
honestly, if I'm perfectly honest, which is one of my biggest faults, I'm always too honest. Is it's scary to think I could have another autistic child, because it's a lot of work. It doesn't mean you love them less, or that it doesn't mean that they're less than human, or to you they're whatever, but you do, it's a lot of work, dude. And I'm telling you, having gone or still going through it, and it's just a lot of work. I don't know how else to say it. I know I've said that three times.
Yeah.
I speak for a living.
I get it.
So I don't have any vocabulary words. Yeah. So that's the, that's the pros and the cons.
Well, man, I can't, I don't know what to tell you. Good luck. You know, you don't have to make that decision tomorrow.
I'm not deciding today.
You know, so that's the good part. But anyway, I think that should we read the Patreon? Give a shout out to all of our amazing donators from.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So basically, if you're new to the podcast, we have a donation page you can go to, which help us to keep things going. And
thank you, first of all.
Thank
everybody.
You, first of all. We've had a few, a lot, you know, a good amount of people. It's been very, very nice. We really appreciate it. Let's just put it like that. If you can, please donate. Go to www. Who says that part anymore? Patreon.com/autastic. patreon.com/autastic. You know how to spell that because you are listening to this right now. And you have, there's different options to donate. Some people donated, you know, $5 per episode. You can donate $1 per episode. That's less than a cup of coffee a week. Which is the, I gotta think of a new example than a cup of coffee. That's like the go-to for anybody who asks for a donation. A cup of coffee a week.
It's less than a Slurpee a week.
Yeah.
Slurpee's about $1.60.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're not addicted to caffeine, but you are a diabetic. I'm not making fun of anybody who's a diabetic. Whatever. Okay. So... I'd like to read some of the names because we love you and we appreciate you. Thank you.
We're having Kirk read them just because I can't read, so it's always funny.
We always do.
Mary Beth, she donated a one-time gift of 50, which is also nice. I think it gets her caught up for all 50 episodes, I think is what she's doing.
You're the best, Mary Beth. Thank you so, so much.
Kelsey's at $3 an episode. Kat is at $1. Myra is at $5. I'm not reading the last names here so that nobody...
Myra, thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Carla.
Thank you, Kat.
Stephanie is at $5. Brian's at $5. Eric Willis is at $1.50.
Stephanie. Brian. Boom.
Oh, I've got to change. I said the name. Eric. Oh, no, I said it wrong, so I'll just keep it. Eric, and then is another name, pledged $1.50 an episode. He's mixing it up a little
bit.
He wants to stand out of the crowd.
Yeah, I like that. Eric.
Jill's at $1, and Carla's at $1. Listen, we really appreciate it. And for those of you who can't donate, I know we have some moms who are in a tough place. If you can't, please don't feel obligated at all. Please just keep listening and share the podcast. We love you just the same.
Yeah, if you can't donate, that's cool.
It's unconditional love. It's not conditional on your dollar.
Just, you can share it. Share the podcast. Please tell a friend. I know you know somebody who might benefit from this. That's the main thing that we want to accomplish is to reach people with this. So we really appreciate it. You can reach us on Twitter at Kirk Smith Comedy or at Graham K Comedy, also on Instagram. And also you can go to facebook.com/autastic. Is that it?
That's it, man.
That's it. And you can go to autasticpodcast@gmail.com if you want to write to us.
Thank you for all your notes. We get a lot of notes every week. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I'm working on getting through them all. I haven't got through them all, but I'm working on it.
But anything else?
That's it, man. We did it.
We did it. Thanks very much for listening, guys. We appreciate you.
We love you guys.
Take care. Bye.